Governor talked about a lot of money being released. It's hopefully going to help out a lot of businesses and farmers and ranchers as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, the governor announced this program about 2 weeks ago, and everybody's kind of waiting on the details. Friday, they rolled the details out, and today people can start applying. Two main groups in our area can benefit from this. First, livestock producers. If you're a livestock producer between 1 and 10 employees, which can include yourself if you're self-employed, if you run your own operation, you must have at least 20 animal units, and you must derive two-thirds of your income from farming or ranching. If you meet those qualifications, the state is using some of the money they got from the federal government to give out these grants. They're not loans. They don't need to be repaid. They are grants, and they're expecting them to be up to $12,000. The other group that can benefit from this is small businesses with between 5 and 49 employees. They've been negatively affected by the pandemic. Same type of thing. There's an application process online. Small businesses can apply, and they can get their, looks like around $12,000 in grant aid from the government. It isn't loan aid. This is money that came from the federal government to the state. The state created their programs, and they really wanted to focus on livestock producers and small business. Now, this is a first-come, first-served program, and they kind of designed it. They think everybody that's eligible, if they apply, they can get funding, but they don't guarantee that. So that application opened this morning at 8 o'clock. It's at Get Nebraska Growing on the website, Department of Economic Development. And so I really encourage your small businesses between 5 and 49 employees and your livestock producers to apply as quick as they can, because it looks like the money should last a little bit. And deadline to get applications in is, I think, like next Friday. But they did say it is a first-come, first-served program, so it's important for people to apply early.
Andy, I know you still keep in touch with a lot of our businesses here in the McCook area, and how is everybody's attitude right now as we're into the month of June, and July will be here as well, and you know, things starting to loosen up a lot more over the past couple of weeks. How's everybody's attitude? How are they feeling right now?
You know, if I had to use one word to describe a lot of our independent business, it's grit. I mean, our small business owners, our ag producers, I mean, they are hardy people. They figure out a way to get through things. That said, this has been tough. I mean, worldwide, this has created a recession. And that means there's just less business going on, less traveling, less business. If you look at commodity prices, they've taken a huge hit. If you look at our livestock producers, they've taken a huge hit. And so our local businesses, they find ways to respond, but external factors has really created a dip in our local economy here. But, you know, we got business owners that are trying to find a way to make it succeed. So that's why I really encourage people to reach out. You know, part of this state program, they're also giving money to the community college system. And if you're a business in the McCook area and you're looking to hire people, but they need specific skills, the community college, Mid Plains and McCook Community College, they have money to create some short-term training programs. But they got to know what the demand is. And then they also need to know who has lost their jobs in the area for the pandemic, because then they are able to provide this training to these people. So that's another piece of it, is if you're looking to hire people and you need specific skills, contact the college. If you had to let go of people because of the pandemic, let the college know, and they can try and find training that can help people get employed back here again.
Good word, grit. That's a perfect word to describe all the great businesses we have in our neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But it's really important for our small businesses, our livestock producers. Get on the website, the Get Nebraska Growing website. Just do a search for it and start working on the application. They have a 1-800 number. They just launched at 8 o'clock, and they had a few technical difficulties right away, but it looks like they got things up and going right now there. But we're just passing along information received from the state, and we can help people out. But, you know, get to the state website. Get your applications in, because, I mean, this is money that's been allocated to really help our small business and our livestock producers, you know, survive through this so eventually they can bounce back up.
Yeah, and I see you've got all this information, at least I know on your McCook EDC Facebook page. I'm looking at it right now.
That's right. We updated our web page with this information. It'll take you straight to those specific pages on the state's web page to get started on it.
Anything else going on with the EDC here in the next week or so before we hit July?
No, there's always a lot going on, but I mean, the main thing we're trying to do right now is get the information out on these grant programs to our small business and our livestock producers.
All right. And of course, any questions, more information, EDC office, if you need to see Andy, make an appointment ahead of time, because you're in and out of the office all the time, aren't you?
You bet. 308-345-1200.